Across Washington state, the housing market is increasingly tight. Prices are rising while wages are not keeping up, and rentals are hard to come by. If you live in the Tri-Cities, you may have noticed more vans and RVs parked around town. That's because some people are choosing to live in a vehicle because it is more affordable than housing. People like Marie, who have lived in Washington her whole life.
It's rough on the streets, and so many people have it so much worse than I do. Living in your vehicle means you're in a mansion by comparison.
Marie is widowed. She lost her husband after years of illness, and the medical debt left her broke. She lives in her van and travels all over the state, mostly in eastern Washington. Marie's story is echoed by others. Carrie Graff, with the Northwest Justice Project, works with clients who are experiencing homelessness. One client has lived in Lacey, Washington for over 20 years.
Many people that I have worked with or talked with who live in vehicles, he is older. He is not who you would think of when you think of somebody who's homeless. He lives on disability payments.
Graff explains that her client's disability check did not come close to covering rent and needs to stay close to his doctors at the VA. He is living in his trailer. Then Lacey passed Ordinance 1551, and he had to move his vehicle.
Once Lacey passed this ordinance, it's like you can only be here for 4 hours a day. They started ticketing everybody who lived in this lot, and most people left because they did not want to be impounded.
Being homeless does not mean people don't want to stay in their hometowns. Some faith and nonprofit organizations are allowing safe parking option for folks living in vehicles or by hosting tents on their properties. Reverend Bill Curlin Hackett is the director of the Interfaith Task Force on Homelessness in Bellevue. He helped get House Bill 1754 passed in 2020. This bill allows faith communities to host the homeless,
which essentially just presents some guidelines for public health and safety to allay the fears of jurisdictions and provide some limits on the hosting guidelines, but that essentially allows a faith community to host people indoors, safe parking, tiny homes, or an encampment on their property.
According to Reverend Bill, it is the community's responsibility to work with agencies to help residents.
And some jurisdictions are beginning to realize that if the homeless are kept safe and given a pathway out of homelessness, why are they interfering with something that actually helps them that they're not providing?
But Richland's Director of Parks and Public Facilities, Joe Schizel, disagrees, saying it is not the city's role or responsibility to provide shelter or affordable housing for homeless residents. The city has no plans for safe lots.
Well, we enforce our codes equally across the board, but that having been said, based on the new case law that's coming out of Boise and in Seattle, there's some limitations on how we implement those codes related to vehicles that are occupied.
In 2019, the Ninth Circuit Court ruled on the case of Martin v. City of Boise. The ruling held that a city cannot cite a person for violating ordinances against people sleeping in public spaces if they have no other options, including moving indoors. Homelessness can't be criminalized. The phrase, homes not handcuffs, is attached to the ruling. Richland has no plans to change parking minimums or codes to address homeless occupants in cars. But Richland recently changed zoning codes for dwelling unit size to allow hotels to be converted to small rental units. Kyle Sullivan works as Human Service Manager, Benton Franklin County. When outreach encounters folks living in older RVs or vehicles, there are limited options.
So what we need to start looking at is apartment placement. A lot of times there's some resistance met with that because the RV is what they know, it's what they have, it's secure, and it's a complex, difficult situation.
The county is hiring staff for outreach efforts. They will locate the homeless, fill out paperwork, and try to assist in finding housing. But maybe living on wheels is the more immediate solution. Over in Olympia, former salesman Jack is working to secure safe parking for people living in vehicles. After the death of his wife, Jack became homeless. There's several types of homeless, according to Jack. The first are addicts, and according to Jack, they need the most help and prayer. The second find themselves on the street because of financial reasons.
The next is going to be people like me. I'm a senior citizen, and because of finances, I made the decision to buy a trailer and live in it as opposed to going low-income housing and living in an apartment.
Finding city leaders to allow Jack and his community a safe place to park has not been easy. At one point, Jack worked for months to get safe parking for his fellow unhoused community. They lived in the overflow parking lot behind the city library for over a year.
I tried to organize the people there, and we got rid of some drug dealers. We got rid of some thieves. We got rid of some people with warrants. Everybody's RV was licensed, insured, and running.
The solutions Jack wants to see would be a coordination with civic leaders, community resources, nonprofit groups, and charities getting together to share resources.
The most significant thing that needs to be done for the homeless in cars and RVs is a safe parking program. This does not have to all be done in one location, but it takes an entire community to get together and decide to do this.
Back to Marie in Eastern Washington. She says her older sister, a nephew, and an adult daughter all are living in vehicles. Marie prefers living in her van. She wants the public to know that for her, it is a better way of life than being on the streets. Marie says lawmakers should stop putting barriers on the unhoused.
I want them to quit making homelessness illegal. Quit putting me in a position where I don't get my constitutional rights. Many of you don't know a homeless person when you're looking at them, but you should have just as much compassion for those that look bad as those that look okay.
For NWPB, I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.